爱读撒母耳记上。
Recently we have been reading 1 Samuel.
那这个里面的中心人物就是撒母耳。
The central character is Samuel.
那撒母耳一生为神所用。
Samuel was used by God his whole life.
啊，这是一个很有意义、有价值的人生。
He had a very meaningful life.
这也是值得我们来效法的。
And that's something we can emulate.
那撒母耳能够被神所用，跟他成长的环境有关系。
The reason that he was able to be used by God was closely related to how he grew up.
就是他的父母怎么带领他成长。
We can take a look at how his parents had helped him grow up.
我们一个人只能够成长一次。
Every man can only grow up once.
时间过去的，我们的想法、个性、观念都，生活形态都差不多定型。
As time passes, our personality, character, and the way we see life will be established.
那以后要改变就很困难。
It would be very difficult to change our outlook of life.
不是不可能是要下更大的功夫。
It is not impossible, but it would be a lot of effort.
那在撒母耳成长的过程圣经讲了一句话。
In the process of his growth, the Bible has said one thing about Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
二章的二十一节。
Verse 21. Verse 21. And the Lord visited Hannah so that he conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
这里特别讲撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。
Here the Bible especially tells us that the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
如果我们把在神面前遮起来，
If we take away the phrase grew before the Lord,
那就有很多不同的情况。
Then there would be a lot of different situations.
第一个，撒母耳在他父母前渐渐长大。
First of all, he grew up before his parents.
就是说父母花很多的时间这样一直在带领照顾他长大。
That means his parents took a lot of effort to take care of him and to teach him.
那这样还算好。
And that is considered good.
那如果父母也没有。
But if he did not even grow up in the presence of his parents.
那就是变成撒母耳在朋友中间渐渐长大。
Then he would have grown up in the midst of his friends.
这问题就大了。
That would be a big problem.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为一个人还没有成长之前，
Because before a person can grow up,
很容易受到环境的影响。
He could be easily influenced by his surroundings.
他没有分别力。
He doesn't have a power of discernment.
他很容易被影响。
He would be easily influenced.
有时候虽然能够分别。
Sometimes he might be able to discern.
但是他没有办法掌握自己。
But he may not be able to control himself.
还是很容易偏斜。
He would be easily taken the wrong path.
但是如果我们现在这个世代，
In this generation,
可能就是撒母耳在网路面前渐渐长大。
Samuel would have grown up in the presence of multimedia.
撒母耳在手机面前渐渐长大。
He would have grown up in front of cell phones.
那这问题更大。
That would be even bigger problem.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这个网络跟手机里面很多都是对人不健康的。
Because there are a lot of unhealthy things in the internet and our smartphone.
那人如果一旦上瘾了。
If a person is addicted to them,
好像毒药,
they would be like poison.
不能自拔,
we would not be able to control ourselves.
这以后人格都会变形。
And in the future, our character would change.
那在网络、手机面前长大, 这跟人不会互动。
If we grew up in the presence of internet and smartphones, then we do not know how to interact with other people.
他只懂得在荧幕面前跟荧幕互动。
They only know how to interact with the screen.
他只懂得在手机面前跟人互动。
We only know how to interact with people via the screen.
但是人面对面，他不晓得怎么 怎么办？
But we wouldn't know how to interact with people face to face.
所以我们的孩子只能够长大一次。
Therefore, our children can only grow up once.
我们是要让他在朋友面前长大，还是在网络面前长大？
Do we want them to grow up in the presence of their friends or in the presence of internet and smartphones?
那是有时候是父母的选择。
That would be the parents' choice.
所以有时候我们常常说，你把你的孩子给我，我给你100万，我想没有一个人会为100万卖孩子。
If you say, if you give me your child and I'll give you $1 million, I don't think anyone would say yes.
但是有时候我们常常是为了多赚一点钱，真的把孩子卖掉了。
But oftentimes we might have neglected our children because of work or money.
卖给朋友，卖给手机。
We might have sold them to the internet and to the smartphone.
所以撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大，这是一个最好的成长方式。
But here, the child Samuel grew up before the Lord, and that is the best way to grow up.
因为在父母面前长大，当然有的父母很有教养。
Even though it might be good to grow up in the presence of our parents because they are very educated.
所以栽培的小孩子很有修养，彬彬有礼。
And if the parents are virtuous, then they are able to teach their children to be virtuous.
很有礼貌。
They will have good manners.
但是他不一定有灵性。
However, they might not have spiritual life.
因为有很多的父母虽然在人的文化上相当有修养，但是并不一定有信仰。
Some of the parents might be very virtuous in this life, but they may not have a good spirituality.
所以我们的孩子其实他的命运当然在神的手里的，但是其实也是在父母的手里。
Even though the life of our children are in the hands of God, it is also in the hands of the parents.
就是我们要让他在哪里长大。
It is the decision of the parents to decide where they want their children to grow up.
那如果我们再想深一点在神面前长大，神看不见也摸不到，什么叫做在神面前长大？
If we think deeper, what does it mean that a child grows up in the presence of God? Because we cannot see God.
如果我们看第二章，我们就知道小的时候哈拿就把撒母耳带到圣殿里面。
If we read 1 Samuel, we could see that Hannah brought Samuel to the temple when he was a young child.
所以在神面前长大其实就是在圣殿里面，在会幕里面长大。
To grow up in the presence of the Lord means to grow up in the temple of God.
那在旧约时代神住在两个地方。
In the Old Testament, God dwelt in two places.
第一个就是住在山上，住在这个天上。
The first one was that he dwelt in the heavens.
就是众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
He dwelt in the light that people cannot approach.
那第二个就是住在圣殿里面。
Secondly, he dwelt in the holy temple.
因为圣殿有至圣所。
Because the holy temple has the sanctuary.
那至圣所里面有约柜。
And in the holy of holies, there is the ark of the covenant.
有施恩的宝座。
And there is the throne of mercy.
这是神临到垂听人祷告的一个地方。
It was the place where God would descend and listen to the prayers of his people.
所以撒母耳住在圣殿里面，这个生活就是在神面前的生活。
Therefore, the fact that Samuel grew up in the holy temple meant that he grew up in the presence of God.
在那里长大。
He grew up there.
那以现在来讲在神面前长大，一个非常实际的讲法就是在教会里面长大。
In today's term, when we mention to grow up in the Lord, that means to grow up in His church.
因为教会是主耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It is the one, it is the place where He fills all.
所以教会是神所充满的。
And the church is the place where He His presence is in all and all.
所以在神面前长大就是在教会长大。
So to grow up in the presence of God means to grow up in His church.
这个是最好的一个方式。
That is the best way that our children can grow up in.
有时候我们常常听父母在讲。
Oftentimes we hear parents say this.
我宁可让我的小孩子跟教会的青年一起出去。
I would rather have my children hang out with church youth.
我不愿意让我的小孩子跟一个没有信的人出去。
I do not want my children to go out with people who are unbelieving.
这个观念是很正确的。
This is a good concept.
因为跟教会的青年一起出去。
Because when the youth go out together.
不管怎么样，总是不会太离谱，心中有神的话。
No matter what, if they have God in their heart, they won't do any wicked thing.
但是如果跟 外面的朋友出去，
But if they go out with unbelieving friends,
什么都有可能。
They can do anything.
最快乐的时间常常是试探最大的时间。
The happiest times are often the times when we have the most temptations.
有时候就会抽烟。
And they might end up smoking.
他会用大麻。
They might take marijuana.
有时候会喝酒。
Or they drink alcohol.
有时候会又跟这个色情连在一起。
And they might be watching X-rated movies.
所以什么都有可能的。
So there are all types of possibilities.
那在教会里面这样来长大，这是最好的。
Therefore, it is the best to grow up in the church.
就是要让我们小孩子多花一点时间在教会，除了在家读书之外。
So other than studying at home, it is good that our children spend more time in the church.
就是安息日一定坚持要他要来教会。
When it is Sabbath day, we want to encourage them to come to church.
不管他怎么埋怨这个道理我听不下去。
No matter how much they complain about the service.
其实一次聚会只要听一句就可以了。
Actually, as long as they receive one teaching during the service, that is very good.
那我们教会很特别特别有圣灵在运行。
And because our church is so special that we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
一边道理讲下去每个人的领受不太一样。
When we listen to sermon, everyone has a different edification.
所以如果我们为我们的孩子祷告他在教会里面圣灵在感动一边道理他可以把它听成他的需要。
If we pray for our children, every time our children listen to the sermon, they might receive different edification based on what they need.
所以有时候我们在看这个教会里面出信的人在侍奉跟一个在教会里面成长的人在侍奉当然都很热心这很好。
Sometimes if we look at people who are newly baptized and they serve God versus people who grew up in the church and they serve God,And both are zealous, and that's good.
但是如果我们再看深一点这个侍奉不太一样。
But if we look deeper, their servitude are different.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为在神面前长大的，他有在跟神在互动。
Because the ones that grew up in the church had a lot of interaction with God in the past.
他有被圣灵充满。
They have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
他在教会里面服侍神的这个环境长大。
They grew up in the environment of serving God.
那我们就知道在教会里面怎么鼓励人来服侍神。
Then they knew how to encourage people to serve God.
这个教会里面有一套属灵的原则在带领。
And this church is being guided by a spiritual principle.
但是人在外面长大。
But when people grew up in outside of church.
外面有外面一套在鼓励人做事情的方法。
And outside of church, there's another set of principles of doing things.
但是那一套方法常常跟圣经不一样，因为他们不懂得神。
And usually those principles are not related to God because the world does not know God.
所以我们就发现一开始服事就不太一样。
Therefore, when we see how they serve God, they're very different.
所以我们在看在教会长大有几个什么原则。
So let's look at some of the principles that we can learn from growing up in the church.
我们先来看第二章。
Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
11节，请读。
Verse 11. Then Elkanah went to his house at Ramah, but the child minister to the Lord before Eli the priest.
这里说，孩子在以利面前在侍奉神。
Here it says that the child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest.
所以在神在神面前长大，就是在会幕里面学习服侍神。
To grow up in the Lord means to learn how to minister in the sanctuary.
我们看十八节第二章。
Let's read verse 18. Verse 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod.
这里讲小孩子穿着以弗德，侍立在神的面前。
So here Samuel ministered before the Lord wearing a linen ephod.
好，我们现在看传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
好，传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1. Walk prudently when you go to the house of God.And draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools.
这里说到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
Here is that we need to be careful when we go to the house of God.
而且要近前来听。
And we need to draw near to hear.
好，所以到神面前来，因为这个教会有神的同在。
Because this church has the abidance of God.
它是神的殿。
It is the temple of God.
我们就学习到教会来要很敬虔。
Then we need to learn to be very devout when we come to church.
就是我们做事讲话要很谨慎，因为我们是到神的殿来。
That means we need to be careful what we say, what we do in the church of God.
我们再看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven and you on earth, therefore let your words be few.
这里说神在天上，你在地下。
Here it says that God is in heaven and we are on earth.
所以我们来到神的殿不可冒失开口。
Therefore, when we come to God's temple, we do not want to be rash with our mouth.
所以来到神的殿要分别，这是分别为圣的地方。
We need to be here to discern because this is a place of discernment.
是有神同在的地方。
This is a place where God dwells and abides.
所以我们来到教会要很敬虔。
Therefore, when we come to this temple, we need to have a heart of fear.
因此在教会面前长大，久而久之我们就懂得要怎么来尊敬神。
If we have been in this church for a long time, we know how to fear God.
那在我们生活当中就变成我们生活的一部分。
And it will become part of our life to fear God.
好，那我们刚刚回到的撒母耳记上第二章的18节。
Let's return back to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 18.
他说这个小孩子穿着细麻布的以弗德来侍立在神面前。
Samuel was wearing a linen ephod as a child ministering before the Lord.
所以他从小要侍奉神就穿以弗德。
Since he was a young child, he would have to wear a linen ephod to serve God.
就是你到外面走走，你睡觉都不需要穿，那现在要进到圣殿就要穿以弗德。
Meaning that if he was just walking outside or going to bed, he did not need to wear the linen ephod.
那这个以弗德
he had to wear it when he served God.
以弗德代表什么？
What does ephod mean?
我们来看出埃及记的39章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 39.
出埃及记39章。
Exodus chapter 39.
24节。
Verse 24.Chapter 39, verse 24. They made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet, and of five fine woven linen.
这个地方讲以弗德要镶上几个颜色。
Here it tells us that the ephod would have a few colors.
那照29节。
Verse 29 says, and a sash of fine woven linen with blue, purple, and scarlet thread.Made by a weaver, as the Lord has commanded Moses.
不只是外袍连里面的内袍也要有这一些颜色。
So not only the outer garment, but the inner garment must have these colors too.
就是紫色、蓝色、朱红色。
Which are blue, purple, and scarlet.
所以穿以弗德在身上才能够进到圣殿服侍神。
So he had to put on the linen ephod in order to serve God.
这个蓝色就是属天的。
Blue means it belongs to the sky.
天是蓝色的嘛。
Because the sky is blue.
所以人要服侍神需要了解我们虽然活在这个地面上。
So when we want to serve God, we need to understand that even though we live on this earth,
但是我们的心要归向神。
But our heart should belong to God.
要思念上面的事情。
We should think about what is above.
那我们的观念要凭信心。
And our concepts must be based on faith.
所以凭信心就是照神的话。
That means to be based on God's words.
不凭眼见。
And not by sight.
眼见就是世界上的潮流，世界上的话的文化。
By sight means the culture of this world and the trend.
所以这个叫做蓝色。
And that is what blue signifies.
神所悦纳的侍奉是一个心里向天上的人。
The service that God favors is the one that has the heart that looks towards the heavens.
人活在地上。
Even though we live on earth,
但他的心是一直与神同在。
But our hearts are always with God.
他的观念是属神的、属灵的。
Our concepts are spiritual and they belong to God.
因为他服侍不是地上的人。
Because we're not serving those who are on earth.
是服侍天上的神。
But we're serving the God of heaven.
这是第一个以弗德。
And that is the first thing about the ephod.
所以属肉体的、属世界的没有办法服侍神。
So those who belong to the flesh and to the earth, to the world, cannot serve God.
因为他的心不是蓝色的，不是属天的。
Because their heart are not the color blue and they don't belong to the sky.
圣经说，与世界为友，就是与神为敌。
The Bible says that if you befriend the world, then you are in enmity with God.
所以你在世界上，哇，跟大家都打成一片，非常的受欢迎。
If you're so popular in this world and are friends with everyone,
跟社会的主流都是同在一起。
And if you're in the same direction as the current of this world,
很可能这个人没有办法被神用。
Many times these people cannot be used by God.
因为服侍神要属天。
Because if you want to serve God, you need to belong to the heavens.
所以主耶稣说，世界会恨你。
Therefore, Jesus said that the world will hate you.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他不认识我。
Because they don't know me.
不认识神。
They don't know God.
所以他就恨信神的人。
Therefore, they will hate those who believe in God.
所以一个人如果属天。
If a person belongs to the heavens.
一般在世界上不会到处受欢迎。
And usually that person may not be well liked by everyone.
第二个。
Secondly.
说这个要先上是紫色的。
The ephod must have the color purple.
紫色代表什么？
What does purple signify?
这个紫色袍代表一种贵重、尊贵。
It means royalty.
所以人给主耶稣穿上紫色的袍。
And therefore, Jesus was put upon a royal robe.
那这个是代表尊贵的。
That means he was honorable.
所以我们在神面前服侍神。
When we serve in front of God.
这个身份本身是尊贵的。
We have a very royal status.
我们会很宝贵，我能够在神面前服侍他。
Because we are so honorable and precious to serve God.
这个身份没有一个人能够得到的。
This status is not
不是世界上人所能够追求得到的。
It's not something that human can just receive.
那因为我们珍贵这个身份，所以我们就很在意、很认真的来服侍。
And because we really care about this honorable status, therefore we would put in a lot of effort to serve.
好，那第三个颜色是朱红色。
The third color is scarlet.
这个朱红色是什么意思？
What does scarlet mean?
朱红色就是代表血的颜色。
It means blood.
我们知道那个妓女拉合是靠着一条朱红色的线得救。
We know that Rahab was saved by the scarlet thread.
就是代表我们的救恩是从主耶稣的宝血来的。
It means that our salvation comes from the blood of Christ.
也代表神的爱在我们身上。
It also represents the love of God in us.
所以要服侍神，要披上神的爱。
If we want to serve God, we need to put on God's love.
这样啊，我们才有办法服侍神。
So we will be able to serve God.
因此哈娜把孩子带到圣殿去。
When Hannah brought her child to the holy temple,
她每天穿着细麻布的以弗德站在神面前。
And the little child was wearing ephod in front of God to serve him.
在侍奉中长大。
He grew up ministering God.
就是在神面前长大。
He grew up in the presence of God.
所以今天我们能够带领我们的孩子来教会，扫地、吸地板，这个都是在神面前长大。
Today, if we bring our children to the church to sweep the floor, to vacuum the floor, that is growing up before the Lord.
要让我们的孩子知道，最有价值的工作不是年薪多少钱的工作。
We need to let our children know that the most valuable work in this world is not the one that can earn the most money.
最有价值的工作是你为神所做的工作。
Instead, the most valuable work is the work that you do for God.
因为这个都是写在天上的账户。
Because those work will be recorded in the book of heaven.
可能教会没有付我们一分钱，我们就是做义工。
Maybe we just volunteer in the church and was never paid by the church.
但是我们在神的面前，那个账目是写得很丰富的。
But then in the book in heaven, we know that our work has been recorded.
就有满足的赏赐。
And we will have rewards in heaven.
所以从小我们不要因为孩子在教会做很多圣工，在埋怨教会。
So if our children are very involved in church work, we should not complain about the church.
为什么谁的孩子都不排，只排我孩子？
Don't complain that how come the church only assign my children to serve the church and not other children.
我们要教导他。如果你有那个能力，有那个机会为别人多得劳苦，这是神的恩典。
We need to teach our children that if we are able, it is good to serve God as much as we can.
因为没有一个人爱神，为神牺牲是吃亏的。
Because none of our labor for the Lord is in vain.
所以他在神面前长大。
Therefore, Samuel grew up in the presence of God.
好，那我们现在再看第二章。
Now let's read 1 Samuel chapter 2.
26节。
Verse 26. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men.
这里说撒母耳渐渐长大，特别是在他的身体上渐渐长大。
Here it says that the child Samuel grew in stature.
那神与人越发喜爱他。
And in favor both with the Lord and men.
那这句话跟主耶稣一样
And this phrase is the same as the phrase that described Jesus Christ.
圣经也说主耶稣神跟人都喜爱他。
The Bible also recorded that Jesus grew in favor both with the Lord and men.
如果一个小孩子大家都爱他。
If everyone loves this one child.
这个小孩子也是很幸福的。
And this child is very blessed.
但是如果一个小孩子神很爱他。
But if this child is loved by God,
我们做父母真的是一无挂虑。
Then as parents, we will have nothing to worry about.
神爱我的小孩，我还挂虑什么？
If God loves my child, what should I need to worry about?
神是他的父亲。
Because God is his father.
我是肉身的父亲，我是人。
I'm only the physical, biological father.
他有一个天父。
He has a father in
heaven.
他是神。He's God.
如果天父爱他，你一生根本就没有烦恼。
If God loves him, then I need to worry for nothing.
但是如果天父不喜欢他，
But if God does not like my child,
我们很喜欢他，遭殃糟糕了。
And but we love our child, then this child will be in trouble.
为什么？
Why?
如果看25节。
Let's read verse 25. If one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him? Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father, because the Lord desired to kill them.
另外还有两个孩子，神要杀他。
There were two children that God wanted to kill.
所以 两个不同的家庭。
Here we see two different families.
一个家庭神很喜欢他。
God loves one of the families.
另外一个家庭这个孩子神要杀他。
But in the other family, God wanted to kill the children.
你看这不太一样。
We can see how the results are different.
那真的后来这个以利的家庭这孩子就死在战场。
And truly, the two children of Eli died in the battle.
那为什么神想要杀他？
Why did God want to kill them?
虽然他们都也住在圣殿啊。
Even though they lived in the holy temple.
他的墓中根本就没有神。
But they had no God in their hearts.
如果我们看二十九节。
Let's read verse 29. Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourself fat with the best of the offerings of Israel, my people?
就是人在献祭的时候，这两个孩子就来把这个最好的肉就插走了。
When people come to sacrifice to God, the two children of Eli took the best for themselves.
所以他根本就不怕神。
They do not fear God.
那不只是这样。
Not only so.
这个十七节说他们是藐视神的祭物。
In verse 17, it said that they despise the sacrifices.
那第一句话说在神面前罪很重。
Verse 17, it says that the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord.
但是更可怕的就是在圣殿里面犯奸淫。
And worse, they committed sexual immorality in the holy temple.
如果在二十二节。
And that is recorded in verse 22.
与会幕面前侍候的妇人苟合。
They were laying with women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle.
所以祸罪于天无所导也，得罪神谁都没有办法做什么。
So if you sin against God, then there's no one. There are no one who could help you.
那这个父亲尊重孩子过于尊重神。
This father Eli respected his own children more than he respected God.
这个父亲一定很爱孩子。
This father must have loved his children a lot.
但是尊重神过于尊重孩子，问题就很大了。
But it is a big problem if the parents respect the children more than God.
就是有错，我们不敢把它纠正。
That means that we are afraid to correct their mistakes.
怕他感觉不好啊，怕他受伤害啊。
We fear that they might be hurt by our correction.
所以不敢纠正。
Therefore, we are afraid to correct them.
但是这个得罪神的事情没有纠正这个以利本身就出问题。
But if we don't correct our children when they sin against God, that is problematic, just like Eli.
所以到第二章的后面。
At the end of chapter 2 of 1 Samuel.
就提到他家不以没有一个老人。
It mentioned that there will be no elderly member in the line of Eli.
那家里面都在中年要死。
And all of the male in the family would die in their middle age.
他不是住在圣殿吗？
Didn't they grow up in the holy temple?
因为没有敬畏神。
But they did not respect and fear God.
所以撒母耳在神面前长大，蒙神喜爱。
Samuel grew up before the Lord and he was in favor of God.
好，我们再看十九节第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 19. Verse 19. So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground.
这里讲神与他同在。
Here it says that the Lord was with Samuel.
所以他一句话都不落空。
And let none of his words fall to the ground.
二十一节。
Verse 21. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh.For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of God.
这里讲神在示罗显现。
Here it says the Lord appeared in Shiloh.
那将自己的话默示撒母耳。
And he revealed himself and his words to him.
然后撒母耳就把这个话传遍以色列地。
Then Samuel would spread the word of God throughout the land of Israel.
这个就是做先知啊。
And he became a prophet.
因为旧约时代没有圣经。
Because in the Old Testament there was no Bible.
所以神把他的话默示给先知，那先知就到处去讲。
Then the Lord will inspire the prophets, and then they will in turn spread what God wanted to say to everybody.
那第三章的第一节就讲以利。
Chapter 3, verse 1 talks about Eli.
神的话稀少，不常有末世。
The word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation.
不常有末世，先知就做不下去了，因为你没话可讲了。
If there were no revelation, then it would be hard for the prophets to do his job.
那为什么一个人不常有末世，一个人神的话常常临到他？
How come for Eli there were very rare of God's words in his lifetime, but God spoke to Samuel a lot?
因为一个尊重人过于神。
Because one respected men more than God.
但是撒母耳在神面前长大。
But Samuel grew before the Lord.
神与他同在。
God was with him.
所以神的默示就很多。
Therefore, there were a lot of revelations of God to him.
所以从第四章开始，撒母耳就开始做先知。
Starting from chapter 4, Samuel became a prophet.
所以第二章、第三章让我们学习成长，用什么环境是最好的。
In chapters 2 and 3, we learn what kind of environment is the best for our children to grow up in.
最好的环境就是在神面前长大。
The best environment to grow up in is in the presence of God.
就是在教会长大。
Which is in the church of God.
那这样我们的一生能够有属灵的成长。
In that way, we will have growth spiritually.
神喜欢我们。
God likes us.
与我们同在。
Will be with us.
神的恩典在我们身上。
God's grace will be upon us.
一生受用不尽。
And for our whole life, we will not be able to finish using them.
所以做父母的责任非常重大。
Therefore, parents have great responsibility.
要让他在神面前长大。
We need to make sure our children grow up before the Lord.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
376。
376。
如果我们看这首赞美诗的副歌。
If we look at the refrain of this hymn.
只有基督是磐石。
Only Jesus Christ is solid rock.
永远不会动摇。
He will never be moved.
所以我们的人生如果扎根在主耶稣里面雨淋水冲风吹永远不会倒。
If we root ourselves on Jesus Christ, then whatever comes, we will not falter.
那所有其他的地全部都是好像会沉的沙土。
But all other ground is sinking sand.
看起来好看。
They might look good.
所以如果我们的子女去读最好的学校，虚荣心得到满足，找最好的工作，收入很高，生活过得很好。
If our children went to the best school and also got the best career and earned a lot of money.
但是就是信仰没有扎根。
But had no faith in God.
他的人生是建筑在沙土上。
Then his faith is, his life is established on sinking sand.
是很好看。
It might look very good.
但是经不起考验。
But it won't be able to stand any tempest.
我们最后要来祷告。
Lastly, we're going to pray.
圣经里面给我们一个很奇妙的应许。
The Bible has given us a wonderful promise.
就是当我们很虔诚来敬拜神。
When we come before Him with the most sincere heart.
神的灵会降临在我们身上。
His Spirit will come upon us.
神的灵大有能力。
The Spirit of God is so powerful.
所以当他的灵降临。
When he comes upon us,
我们会被圣灵感动。
We will be touched and moved by him.
讲一种听不懂的话，叫说方言。
We will speak an unknown tongue.
这是对神说的，不是对人说的。
And that tongue is spoken to God.
所以我们听不懂，但是在讲说各样的奥秘。
Therefore, we may not understand what we're saying, but we're speaking all types of mysteries.
为着要造就我们的灵性。
So that our spiritual life can be edified.
所以我们等一下祷告，凡是得圣灵的都会说方言。
So when we kneel down and pray, all those who have received the Holy Spirit will speak in spiritual tongues.
那祷告完会觉得很平安，很轻松，很喜乐。
And after we pray, we will feel very peaceful, joyful.
这是很奇妙的体验。
That is a wonderful experience.
那我们怎么祷告？
How do we pray?
跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
We kneel down to show our respect to God.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes so that we can concentrate.
第一句话出声念，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后就重复出声念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we repeatedly say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
我们用心灵跟诚实向他感谢赞美。
We praise him and give thanks to him sincerely with in the truth.
我们就可以体验到他。
Then we will experience him.
就是这么简单。
And that is so simple.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together to conclude.
我们一起跪下祈祷。
Let's kneel down and pray.